Yo, 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 it's the Redford Cowboy, baby. All right, so we're on the subject and the topic of cassette singles, and I vividly remember U2 one, but I also remember another one, and it's going to be way more random, but it also proves that I, in fact, did have good taste, even if the band was not in good taste. The song definitely was. You may or may not remember, I'm sure you don't, a band called Ugly Kid Joe. From the 90s. This would have been 1992, so I was 13 years old, and I ran up, hopped the wall in my backyard, ran up to Kmart, and I picked up another 99-cent CD or cassette single. And this one was by a band, like I mentioned, Ugly Kid Joe. The song was not their own. It was a cover. It was a remake of a song called Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. And, oh man, this song is awesome and amazing and devastating, and I might say maybe the saddest song ever written. I mean, the subject matter of a dad and a son, so heartbreaking, so sad. And this song is so good. It's more of a rocky version, Ugly Kid Joe's version, compared to the original moving heavy one by Harry Chapin, who passed away, I think, in 1973 in an auto accident or something. He fell a bridge, died on a bridge or something, some crazy story. But this song chronicles story of a dad and a son, and it's through the son's eyes in the beginning. The first verse talks about a son being born and wanting to grow up and spend time with his dad, but his dad's always too busy, his dad's always at work, his dad doesn't have time to throw the ball with him or to do anything, but he keeps postponing and putting it off and saying, oh, not right now, son, I can't hang with you right now, I can't go play catch in the yard, but we'll do it next week. And then his dad's gone on a work trip, and then the kid grows up looking up to his dad, but the dad's never around for him, spend time with him. And then the kid gets older, a teenager, and the dad starts to maybe make a little more time, but he says, hey, Dad, sorry, I don't have time. Can I have the car keys? I want to go out and hang out with my friends, go for a ride. And so then the son gets older and starts to have a family of his own and has kids, and then the dad gets more lonely and has more time on his hands and wants to spend time with his son. But now his son is in the busy seasons of life that his dad once was. And his son says, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I can't catch a new job's a hassle, the kids have a flu, but it was sure nice talking to you, Dad, and when you come in home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. So just a heartbreaking story of a song, man, just brutal. To this day, I can listen to it and almost not be moved to tears. It's just such a powerful song. And eventually, the dad grows up and realizes that his son was just like him. In the very beginning, the boy says, when I grow up, Dad, I'm going to be just like you. I want to be just like you. You're my hero. And the sad irony is that the son did, in fact, grow up to be just like his dad. Oh, man, so brutal. Oh, there's nothing in my mind more significant and heavy than the father-son relationship. It's one of those things that as a man now in my 40s, and it doesn't matter in any age, from your teens to your 20s, 30s, 40s, that relationship in particular with your father is going to stay with you and affect you and shape you and form you for the rest of your life in good ways and bad ways. And I don't think any dad ever wants to, you know, mess up their kid or cause traumatic memories or experiences or a bad upbringing, anything like that. But you're almost like the rest of your life, you're spent grappling with that, untangling with that, and dealing with all of the nuances and complexities of the father-son relationship. And it's not lost on me, you know, as I have a 14-year-old son now, how essential and important this relationship is. And I mean, I recognize it at a very early age. And I wanted to be a good dad, and I wanted to be a great dad for my son, Waylon. But it's to be determined how that relationship's going to play out. And man, it is a heavy responsibility. It is a heavy burden. It is one that you're always questioning and doubting and grappling with and thinking through and wondering, am I doing the best I can? Am I being the best dad? And all that stuff. But I remember my dad sharing with me that when that song came out, he wanted to play that for his dad. Now, he did not have a very good relationship with his dad. And he told me he played it for his dad and said, hey, listen to this song, Dad. I want to play this for you. And at the end of the song, he said, why I want to play that for you is because I think that song reminds me a lot of you and a lot of us. And that comment did not go very well for my dad and his dad. And his dad struck him on the face and said, don't you ever say that again, or how dare you? You know, something along those lines. His dad was very angry and upset that his son made that comment to him, told him that it reminded him of the song. And wow, it's just a powerful song. And I had the cassette single, so this is another one that stuck with me and is memorable in my life. Not as heavy or not as big as the U2 one song, but I still remember that. And it was off of an album called America, what was it called? America's Least Wanted, 1992, by a band called Ugly Kid Joe. And their one hit wonder was maybe I Hate Everything About You, a positive little song.